We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Jennifer.
I'm Chris.
I'm Tyler.
And here's Karen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Karen and Kids. This week, we're going to talk about cooperation again. Let's go over some of the things. What does cooperation mean?
Working without any fighting.
Without any problems.
Not being jealous or mean.
Being happy in our work.
Helping those who are working with us and learning from them.
Listening to the person in charge.
And we can all work together to get our work done. And that's called
cooperation.
You can be you, and I can be me, and we'll get along so easily. Working together, side by side, that's called cooperation. We'll get the job done, wait and see. Working together easily. No problems here with you and me. That's called cooperation. Together, we're working, have fun. Together, we'll get the job done.
Last week we talked about the vineyard owner. This week we're going to the Old Testament to learn about a man named Jonah.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me.
But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish.
He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port.
After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
Sometimes we get tempted to run away from the Lord, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Jonah. And we try to get away from the work that he's given us to do. But can we really run away from God?
No.
Why can't we run away from God? Kaya.
Because God is all around us.
That's right. He's all around us. And does he know everything? Yeah, because he's everywhere. Well, let's continue with the story. So Jonah is on the boat, and a fierce storm arises on the sea.
The sailors were afraid,
and each cried out to their own god.
they found out that Jonah was running from the Lord.
This terrified them, and they asked,
"What have you done?
What should we do to make the sea calm down?"
Jonah said, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea.
I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you."
So they threw him off the boat, and the Lord provided a big fish who swallowed him up.
And Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
It was like in the belly of that big fish. Tyler?
It was probably dark and slimy.
Uh-huh.
Disgusting and lonely.
And how about scary? What do you think, Kaya?
I think that you'll be really hungry and thirsty because all you'll have to eat is inside the fish and you don't want to eat that. So...
Ew. Well, you know, God put Jonah in this very dark time out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because Jonah wouldn't listen to God. And he was willing to hear what the Lord was saying, wasn't he, when he was inside the fish? Uh-huh. That's the way God got his attention. He put Jonah in a place where he had no choice but to hear what God was saying. Let's look to other places in the Bible that talk about listening to God.
James 1:19 says, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry."
Do not just listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22.
Jesus says we should listen to him.
John 10:27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me."
He who has ears to hear,
let him hear.
And Jesus spoke these words frequently when he was telling parables and lessons. If we don't hear what God is saying, then we won't do what he wants us to do. And what does he want us to do?
Serve him, obey him,
and be his disciples.
That's exactly right. And God called Jonah, but he didn't listen at first. He had to learn the hard way. Instead of being caught by a fish, Jonah could have been catching fish himself. And that's what God calls us to do. You remember the song that fits right in here?
We are the fishermen, the fishermen are we.
What? Let's do that song, shall we?
We are the fishermen, the fishermen are we. Fishing for God's people in the deep blue sea. Casting out our nets, working for
You know the rest of the story. The fish spit Jonah out onto dry land, and Jonah finally cooperated with God. He became God's disciple and took God's message to the people of Nineveh. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us to be your disciples, and help us to follow you without complaining. Help us to cooperate with your word and those people who you've sent to guide us. You are so powerful, Lord, and your plan is so perfect that you get the job done whether we listen to you or not. Teach us how to be a willing part of your plan to become more like Jesus. In his name we pray, amen.
Listen to Karen and Kids all during the week.
We worship God in song, and you can too.
Most of our songs, as well as our shows, are available on CD or cassette tape.
Visit our website at www.karenandkids.com to order or to find out more about our ministry.
And while you're there, join the Karen and Kids Club.
And tell us all about you.
If you need help, ask a grown-up to help you. We want to know more about our friends who are listening.
Karen and Kids can now be heard on the Children's Sunshine Network at www.kidsradio.org. Check out the schedule for times.
Tell your friends to listen. We want the Karen and Kids Club to grow.
So write to us. We want to hear from you. Send us an email at karen@karenandkids.com
or call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Or you can write to us the old-fashioned way. That's called snail mail, and our address is
Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
And remember, cooperate,
and God will bless you. See you next time.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written and produced by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson. Our music is recorded and produced by John Grant at Secret Sound. This program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.